Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And it is summertime. It is so hot in the summer.
Yes.
So what do you like to eat in the summer though? Because like in the winter when it's really cold, we all like to drink soup. We all like to eat hot pot.
Yes.
What about in the summer? What are your favorite kind of summer foods?
For summer, of course, we'd like to have some 刨冰.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Shaved ice with different toppings.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Yeah, also I like ice cream.
Oh, yes, ice cream's delicious. I think I like to, when I like to eat like salads.
It's
something very light or maybe even cold noodles. So, yeah, for my salty food, I prefer salads or maybe cold noodles where it's not too heavy.
Yes.
And then, of course, for dessert, ice cream, shaved ice, all of those things are my favorite.
Yeah.
These things help you
the
keep cool.
The best thing in summer.
Yeah, it helps you keep cool in the summer. And of course, a lot of drinks too. A lot of like iced tea or something. All right, so we're going to talk about how we got these, how ice cream or how these icy treats were invented in the past and how they changed from the past to the foods that we eat today. So let's take a look at our article to learn more.
Reading.
Icy treats from past to present. On a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a frozen dessert. Have you ever stopped to think about the history of these treats? Probably not. You just want to woof them down. When you've finished, check out the following legends. Many cultures have invented their own frozen desserts. In China, frozen milk and rice was popular in 200 BC. The ancient Greeks mixed snow with fruits and honey. In Roman times, Emperor Nero had ice brought down from the mountains. His cooks put fruit on top. Nero and other rich people paid lots of money to get ice in the summer months. Because of this, frozen desserts were seen as fancy treats. One popular story is about a food contest in Florence, Italy. Many cooks prepared delicious and beautiful meals. However, the contest was won by a chicken seller named Ruggieri. He made a simple sorbet, ice with added flavors. He called it Dolcetto Gelato, which means frozen dessert. One day, Italy's gelato would be famous around the world.
All right, the article says, on a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a frozen dessert. And I totally agree with that.
没有错，夏天的时候呢，有什么事情比吃碗冰凉的甜点更爽呢？ OK, 我们开头呢，就是在讲到这些 frozen dessert。那这边呢，我们用到一个用法，他说 nothing better than。OK, nothing better than。它呢，就是一个否定字加上比较级的用法。OK, nothing better。没有事情更好，也就是最好哦，所以呢，它就是一个最高级的用法，它就表示呢，没有什么比这个东西更好的意思。那在这边呢，你可以把比较级换成其他形容词哦。举个例子 ，To me, there's nothing more delicious than ice cream. OK, 没有东西比冰淇淋更好吃的，就表示呢，冰淇淋是最好吃的。OK, ice cream is a kind of frozen dessert, so I guess you probably know what frozen means.
That's right. Let's take a look at the word frozen.It's an adjective here, but let's learn about what the verb means. When you freeze something, it means you turn a liquid into a solid, such as turning water into ice. Now, when you turn it into an adjective, frozen, it means you preserve it, you keep it that way by using extremely cold temperatures and storing it at a very low temperature. So, if you have ice cream or if you have a piece of ice and you want to keep it that way, then you must keep it in a place with very very, very low temperatures to keep it frozen.
Okay.
Let's take a look at an example of the word frozen in a sentence. We can say, the children enjoy skating on the frozen lake every winter.
嗯哼 ，OK， 所以呢，我们看到 frozen 这个形容词 ，frozen 这个形容词呢，它就是表示冷冻的。比方说我们刚刚讲的 ice cream， 或者是呢，像是我们冰块这些冷冻起来的东西呢，我们就可以用 frozen 这个形容词来形容它。比方说呢，我们刚刚的例句呢，他就说，冬天的时候呢，这些小朋友呢，喜欢在结冰的冷冻的湖上面呢来溜冰。那 frozen 这个字呢，大家应该很常看到，因为呢，我们前阵子很红的这个电影《冰雪奇缘》。
Let it go.
OK， 它呢就是 frozen 这个单字。那刚 Tiffany 讲到动词的用法 ，freeze 这个字呢，就是它这个动词就是把东西结冻的意思。那呢，通常呢，在这个英文里面呢，假如说警察呢要叫你不要动 ，OK， 叫你站住，这个时候呢，他也会说 freeze， 就是呢叫你冻结，叫你不要动。
They say like freeze, don't move. That means don't move at all, or else they might hit you or something. They might arrest you or something. All right, so we also saw there's nothing better than a frozen dessert. Let's take a look at the word dessert. Dessert here is a noun, and it's a sweet treat that you have. Now, be very, very careful with the spelling here. Dessert, the sweet treat that we eat, is spelled D-E-S-S-E-R-T. But if you spell it as D-E-S-E-R-T with just one S, it means a place with no water, there's a lot of sand, so that's a desert. So that's a little bit different. So just be careful with your spelling. Now, back to desserts. We talked about a lot of different desserts earlier. We talked about ice cream, cakes, pies, shaved ice. Anything that tastes sweet, those are called desserts. For example, I can say, I will always have extra room for dessert. It means that even though you're really, really full from dinner, you can still have room for a cake or ice cream or whichever that you like.
Okay. 好，所以我们看到 dessert 这个字呢，就是甜点的意思哦。举凡我们刚刚讲的这个刨冰啊，或者是冰淇淋，或者是蛋糕等等。那呢，注意到它的拼法，刚刚 Tiffany 就特别提醒了，假如说里面只有一个 S 的话呢，它是念作 desert， 它呢是指沙漠的意思，跟甜点完全不同。Okay, 那我们看一下刚刚例句了，他说呢 ，I will always have extra room for dessert. OK， 他就表示呢，这个甜点呢是装在另外一个胃里面的，不管什么时候，不管多饱呢，你总是有办法吃甜点，就是这样的意思喽。
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, "Have you ever stopped to think about the history of these treats?"
嗯哼 ，OK， 这边呢就说呢，你有没有停下来呢，想过这些甜点的历史呢？这些甜点是怎么来的 ？OK， 我们看到，首先看到 stop 这个动词 ，stop 这个动词呢就表示停下来的意思。那 stop 停下来呢，你可能会觉得困惑，因为有的时候呢后面是加上 to 不定词，再加上原形动词。比方说呢，像我们这边是 stop to think。OK， 那有的时候呢后面又加上动名词，这之间有什么差别呢？那比方说呢，像我们课文这边呢，它是 stop 加上 to 不定词，再加上原形动词。那它的意思呢就是表示停下来你手上正在做的事情而去做后面这件事情 OK 所以呢 stop to think about the history of this dessert 就表示说呢你停下来然后呢开始去想这些甜点是怎么被创造出来的那假如说呢我们后面是加上 VING 动名词加上现在分词的形式的话呢它呢就表示停下来做这件事情咯跟刚刚意思是有一点相反的比方说呢我们说 stop texting him OK 不要再传讯息给他了 OK 我们这边呢 texting 就是呢用现在分词的形式
I'll listen to your advice
OK
Alright, so let's continue reading It says probably not You just want to wolf them down So did we ever think about where ice cream came from or where shaved ice came from? No, not really because we're just too busy eating it. Now we saw our shortcut for you phrase, wolf something down. Let's take a quick break and learn a little bit more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Hey Vina, check out these cookies I just baked.
Cookies? Give me.
Whoa! Leave some for everyone else.
What do you mean?
These cookies are for everyone to share. You can't just wolf them all down yourself.
What? The cookies are made of wolf?
No! They're made of chocolate. To wolf something down means to eat a large amount of the food very quickly.
I understand. Wolf something down means 狼吞虎咽的吃。
Yeah, those poor cookies never stood a chance.
Well, there's only one thing to do now.
What's that?
You will have to make another plate of cookies.
Okay, but you'd better not wolf them down this time.
All right, so we learned that when you wolf something down, it means to eat a large amount of food very, very quickly. Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, when you've finished, check out the following legends. Now, a legend here is a story from the past believed by many people, but the story cannot be proven to be true because we really do not know if these things really happened or not. So, all of these stories that we're going to read later, they're stories, but we're not sure if it's really, really, really the origin or if it's really, really where these treats came from. So, let's take a look at some of them.
Okay, 在我们看到这些甜点是怎么来的这些传说之前呢我们现在认识一下传说这个字更明显就用了 legend 这个字 legend 这个字呢比方说像我们很常看到的一些古代的这个神话传说像是这个后羿射日 OK 后羿 is the hero of an old legend OK 它是一个古老传说里面的英雄传说呢就可以指这样的意思那同时呢 legend 也可以指一个传奇哦，例如呢我们课文这边的用法或者是呢它可以表示这个人呢因为它有很杰出的表现所以我们说它是一个哦，比方说是一个摇滚界的传奇 He is a rock music legend OK 也可以这样子的用法、哦
mm-hmm. Alright, so let's check out some of the legends It says Many cultures have invented their own frozen desserts
嗯哼，所以课文就是说呢很多这个文明里面呢都有这个开发出、哦、有创造出它属于他们自己的这个冷的甜点那这边用的这个动词呢 invent 就是发明的意思、哦、注意到呢它是以前都没有的、哦、OK 所以呢举个例子It's one of the most time-saving machines ever invented for cooks. OK, 这个呢，为了这个厨艺而打造的这个机器呢，被发明出来。所以呢，发明呢，你也可以用另外一个字 create 创造，或者是呢，像是设计 design 都有呢，像是我们这边用的这个发明这样子的意思。
Mm-hmm. Next, we saw the word culture. Culture here means, it's a noun and it means the beliefs, customs, arts that a specific society or a group of people, have or what they believe in, basically. So, for example, in Chinese culture, people believe the number 8 is a lucky number. So, okay. Now, how do we use this in a sentence? We can say many Westerners are fascinated by Japanese culture.
OK,culture、okay, 这个字呢一个名词哦它呢就翻译为文化。OK, 比方说呢我们刚刚例句就说呢很多西方人呢他们呢都非常的着迷哦着迷于什么东西呢就是这个 Japanese culture, 就是日本文化。那这个字呢我们也很常看到比方说我们说当你去到一个完全不同的国家的时候你可能会怎么样 ,culture shock, OK, 就是呢表示说你有这个文化冲击。那这个字呢它也可以指这个很有教养很有修养的、哦、比方说我们说 ,he is a man of culture, OK, 他呢是一个很有修养修养的人。
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's learn about where one of these legends came from. So it says, okay. In China, frozen milk and rice was popular in 200 BC.
Okay.这个课文呢就说在这个西元前200年在这个中国呢就有这个冷冻的这个 milk and rice 牛奶跟米的这个甜点、哦、那 before Christ OK 200 BC 这边的 BC 呢就是指西元前的意思、
mm-hmm. Then they say the ancient Greeks mixed snow with fruits and honey OK so we see the word ancient here ancient is an adjective and it means something from a long long time ago and this is something that probably happened maybe thousands of years ago again maybe during the BC times for example we can say the ancient Egyptians built pyramids for their kings and queens
OK ancient 这个字呢就是形容古代的 OK 比方说我们刚刚讲的埃及啊或是中国这种西元前几千年前我们就可以用 ancient 这个字那你可以用另外一个字 antique 你也是可以形容古代的比方说那么说 in the museum we saw antique furnitures OK 在这个博物馆里面呢我们看到很多古董的家具那相对于 antique 或是 ancient 呢我们看到另外一个字现代的我们呢就可以用 modern OK 这个形容词台北 is a modern city 台北呢是一个非常现代化的城市
Mm-hmm. Now we saw that the ancient Greeks, so Greek people from a long, 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 long time ago, they would mix, or they mix snow with fruits and honey. When you mix A with B, B. This phrase just means you put A and B together. So you can think about when you make a salad. In a salad, you have many different kinds of vegetables or things to put inside. And what you would do is you would mix the salad and the other vegetables together so you get an even amount of all the other vegetables.
Okay, mix 一个动词呢，就是把东西混合在一起。我们刚刚这个 Tiffany 讲到的用法呢，就是 mix A with B， 把 A 跟 B 呢混合在一起。那 mix 这个字呢，也可以指你交朋友哦。所以呢，我们比方说 ，don't mix with the wrong guy， OK， 不要呢跟这个不对的男生哦在那边瞎鬼混了。mix 也有这样子的意思。
Let's continue reading. It says, in Roman times, Emperor Nero had ice brought down from the mountains. His cooks put fruit on top.
OK, 我们在这边呢看到了这个使役动词的用法。使役动词呢它就表示呢使或者是要什么东西怎么样。它呢有一点强迫的意思了。那呢我们后面可以接上原形动词或是过去分词来当作受词补语。什么意思呢？我们先来看一下使役动词，我们可以看到有 make 跟 have 这两个动词。那呢假如说我们这个受词呢使他做这件事情，他要做这件事情呢是有主动的含义的时候呢，我们后面就接上原形动词。OK, 举个例子。The soccer coach made the players run some laps during practice. OK, 这个呢 ,soccer coach, 这个足球教练呢要他的这个选手们呢怎么样去跑哦。OK, 所以呢 ,run, 这些选手呢是主动来跑，所以我们是加上原形动词 run。那呢像我们课文这边的用法呢 ,OK, 他说呢他是 had ice brought down from the mountains, 把这些呢冰从山上面来运下来了。因为呢这些冰是被带下来的，所以呢 had ice brought, OK, 我们后面是加上这个 bring 的这个过去分词 brought, OK, had ice brought down from the mountains.
Next, the article says Nero and other rich people paid lots of money to get ice in the summer months.
哦，没有错，因为古代没有冰箱啊，所以呢，这些冰要从山上搬下来，想必呢是非常的昂贵哦。There's no refrigerators in ancient times. That's why ice was so expensive.
Right, and it was not easy to get as well. Next, it says because of this, frozen desserts were seen as fancy treats. Okay, so let's take a look at the word fancy.Fancy here is an adjective and it means not plain or ordinary. So you can think about all the French palaces. They're very fancy because everything's in gold. There's a lot of paintings. There's a lot of really fancy stuff there. So at that time, these frozen desserts were seen as very fancy or considered to be something only rich people could have. Let's take a look at a sample sentence. We can say the woman wore a fancy dress to the ball.
OK, fancy 这个形容词呢它就是指高级的或是非常精致的。举个例子呢，我们可以讲说 fancy prices, 这个价格呢怎么样，很昂贵很高级。或是我们可以说刚刚讲的这个他穿的洋装 fancy dresses, OK, 这个是洋装是很花巧很精美的。OK, 那我们在课文里面呢还看到了这个 CASB 的这个用法哦，它呢就是把东西视把 A 视为 B 的意思。那除了 C 之外呢，我们也可以用 think, OK, 把 A 认为 B, think ASB。She was thought as the best employee in our company. Okay, 她呢被认为哦，她被视为我们公司里面最棒的员工。
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, one popular story is about a food contest in Florence, Italy. Now, a contest is just a race to see who is the best at doing something.
Okay, 我们看到 contest 这个字呢，就是竞赛的意思。你也可以用另外一个字 competition.
Next it says, many cooks prepared delicious and beautiful meals. However, the contest was won by a chicken seller named Ruggieri. I'm going to try to do my best to speak Italian. Something like that, I think that's it.
Okay, and about this chicken seller, he made a simple sorbet. Okay, ice with added flavors.
That's right.
Okay, 我们看到 sorbet 这个字呢，它中文翻译为雪贝哦，它其实指的就是不含牛奶的冰淇淋。那这个冰淇淋是怎么样呢？它有这个添加的口味哦。Okay, 所以呢，我们添加的 added 是这个形容添加的意思。And we see the word flavor.
That's right. Flavor here is a noun and it means a particular taste. So you have different kinds of flavors like salty, sweet, bitter, sour, or even spicy. These are all particular kinds of taste that you feel or experience when you eat. For example, I can say the chef added lots of herbs onto the chicken for extra flavor.
OK, flavor 这个字呢名词就可以形容味道或是风味，那它也可以当作动词、哦、比方说我们刚刚的例句可以改写为 The chef flavored the chicken with lots of herbs. OK, 主厨呢他用很多这个香草来为这个鸡调味。
Mm-hmm. And then the article says, he called it dolcetto gelato, which means frozen dessert. One day, Italy's gelato would be famous around the world. And I'm pretty sure many of us had some form of gelato before.Or had gelato before.
OK, 所以呢这边用了这个 gelato 这个字呢其实就是指的意大利式的冰淇淋哦。OK, I think that's all the time we got.
Mm-hmm, and, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so our For You Chat question for today is, have you ever tried special desserts from other countries? What were they and what did you think of them?
Okay, I have tried something called pastel de nata.
Whoa,
okay, sounds very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it means a pastry of eggs.
So that is
something you have before. It's called 葡式蛋挞.
Is it the egg tart?
Yes.
Oh, I like those. Those are really good. And when you say in Portuguese, it sounds very fancy. I've had something called baklava.
Okay.
It's Turkish. It's a Turkish dessert. And I think they use some kind of pastry and almonds and honey. It's really, really delicious. And you can have baklava with some mint tea, and it goes really well together.
It sounds so nice.
It's really, really, really good. It's one of my favorite, favorite desserts. All right. So have you ever tried any special desserts from other countries? I know Japanese people have a lot of really special desserts,
yes.
too. So I'm pretty sure most of us have tried that. Now, you could talk about this with your friends. But that's all the time that we have for today. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I see treats from past to present. On a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a frozen dessert. Have you ever stopped to think about the history of these treats? Probably not. You just want to wolf them down.When you've finished, check out the following legends. Many cultures have invented their own frozen desserts. In China, frozen milk and rice was popular in 200 BC. The ancient Greeks mixed snow with fruits and honey. In Roman times, Emperor Nero had ice brought down from the mountains.His cooks put fruit on top. Nero and other rich people paid lots of money to get ice in the summer months. Because of this, frozen desserts were seen as fancy treats. One popular story is about a food contest in Florence, Italy. Many cooks prepared delicious and beautiful meals. However,The contest was won by a chicken seller named Ruggieri. He made a simple sorbet, ice with added flavors. He called it dolcetto gelato, which means frozen dessert. One day, Italy's gelato would be famous around the world.
Vocabulary Review. Frozen. Eat your ice cream while it's still frozen, or it'll melt. Dessert. My parents told me that if I didn't eat my vegetables, I couldn't have dessert. Culture.We can take pride in our country, but we should also be open to learning from other cultures. Ancient. Ancient people, such as the Greeks, Chinese, and Indians, had a huge effect on world history. Fancy. Olive and Peter went to a fancy restaurant to celebrate.When they learned she was going to have a baby. Flavor. In the Harry Potter books, there are magic jelly beans of every flavor you can imagine.